The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Jess Impiazzi is an actress and author who's starring in Keep Calm and Carry On, an Amazon Prime mockumentary which follows three families during the 2020 lockdown. And she's on the line with us here. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you very much. I'm just very excited for the show to come out.
Yes. In this particular show, who do you play?
So I'm playing Danielle. I'm the daughter of Harriet Thorpe, Susan, yeah, and my stepfather, Curtis Walker, who plays Peter. And she's had a bit of a hard time. It's the lockdown's about to start, and she's been dumped by her famous footballer fiance, and she is in utter disarray. So it was a real good, fun character to play. And like, obviously, there's hard. You can relate to her a lot when you know heartbreak and all this, but also with the comedy element. So yeah, it was just super fun to play.
I suppose we can relate to the overall story, can't we, with these characters, because we all went through lockdown.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I was talking about this the other day with our producer, Kaylee, and I was just saying how each family, because it follows a group of, you know, a family that are all connected in different households. So yeah, all of us will be able to look back and be like, oh my gosh, that was my dad, or oh my God, that's what my nan was like. And we can all find someone. I think that gives it the comedy element, because even if it was hard at the time, when you've come out of something and you can kind of look back, you can find the comedy. And I think it really relates to that. And that's what I mean about it being relatable. Everyone can find someone that they can relate to in their own families and their own lives.
Yeah. And you say that they're all connected in different households. Does that mean that they all know each other in a sort of Love Actually way?
Yeah. So it's one family. So it'd be like Susan, she is my mum. And then she's got her son and their family in a different household. And then daughters from another household. So it's a whole family, but in all their separate households.
Would you say that your character is similar to you in some ways?
I laugh at this because of my partner at the minute. He's an ex-professional footballer, but I think that's where the similarities end. I think, you know, Danielle's very out there and throwing her emotions, but I'm a bit more quiet in real life. So we're complete opposite ends of the spectrum. We just have this one connecting key from our real life and my my character.
Yeah. And when was this filmed as well?
God, I think it was like September, October last year we filmed it. So we just come out of a lockdown. I think it was, you know, when things started to open up and we're allowed to film. And, you know, it was difficult because obviously we were still having to do the COVID testing and all of that. So it still played a role within the filming of what we're actually filming, which was about the COVID lockdown. So I think that made you get into character a bit better anyway.
How come it's taken so long to release then, a whole year?
That's just filming, I think. I filmed something previous to that and it was like a year later. So it takes, you know, you go through the edits, you have to do all the other bits, and then they get the distribution, and it's a long old process, but it makes it even more exciting when it does come out, because you put so much work in it, and then you go on to something else and you kind of forget what you've done, and then you just get so excited to see the team have built and what the other actors created, and you know, all the crew and the cast. And we were lucky, we had the most wonderful cast and crew. Everyone was fabulous and I learned so much from everyone. So yeah, it's just so exciting to see the finished product.
Yeah. Do you have a particular favorite part of filming it?
No, I think, you know what, I do like a scene where you have to really get, you know, get your teeth in and show some emotion. But at the same time, I'd not really done comedy before. So when I was doing this, there was just bits when you would see the crew start to laugh at something funny that had happened. And you've got to do everything in your power not to start laughing. Yeah. But the great thing about doing comedy, which I learned, was you're always in a good mood. Like when you finish filming, you go home and you're just automatically in a good mood. And yeah. I think that's where I want to keep going with comedy.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose. Why did you want to get involved in this particular show?
It's just got some fantastic actors. Kaylee's a fantastic producer, and you know, I was getting to work with Harriet Thorpe from Absolutely Fabulous, who's playing my mum. And you know, the script itself was really funny when I was having the read through. And yeah, I would never have said no to it, because you just know, you, I think when you read something, you know it's going to be good. And yeah, that was kind of the situation here.
Yeah, and of course you've mentioned Harriet Thorpe and a few others. There's quite a strong cast in this, isn't there?
Yeah Kelly Shirley, I think she came on as producer as well, and actually she was from The Office and loads of other things.
Yeah.
loads of things. And yeah, so I thought, you know, working with all these people, for me, it's, I'm learning so much from them. So from Harriet, who's been in the game so long, and Kelly, who's done so many things, and Peter, my dad would play Peter by Curtis Walker. Yeah. He's a comedy genius. He's a comedy shows. And I just felt, you know, with all these different characters, I can learn so much to take, not just for the show, but into my future and the rest of my acting career.
Is there any one of them that you see a lot of their character in?
Do you know what? I think Harriet was great because she is absolutely fabulous. I mean, that's cliche, but she is. And I think Susan is that really strong character, and Harriet in real life is a really strong, funny, vibrant character. So it's even more funny when it's amped up with the character of Susan. So they were just all fantastic to work with.
Yeah. Which of them do you think is going to blow us away with their performance, apart from you, obviously?
I love Harriet, definitely Harriet, because her character reminds me very much of Mrs. Bouquet from Keeping Up Appearances. So I think, you know, you've got that sort of comedy timing with her. And I didn't get to see everyone else because we only came together in the Christmas episode. So I didn't get to see all the other households go through all their things. I just read it. I haven't seen what they did. But from what I've seen, I'm just really excited to see some of the hilarious moments of Susan and Peter together. So, you know, Harriet and Curtis, it would just be, I just know them two together. When I was watching on the day, how funny it was, the quick timing that they had with each other.
Yeah. So are you going to be watching it for the first time with everyone else?
Yes, I am. And I'm nervous. It's really nerve-wracking. But at the same time, it's super exciting, because then I get to see it like at the same time, and it's all coming out. You know, it's just a really exciting time.
Is this a series or one?
Yeah, it's a mini series. So I think it's 4 episodes. So yeah, 4 episodes long, and it's a mini series. So fingers crossed, if it goes well, we'll keep it up. We'll take on the likes of This Country, another favourite.
And how long is each episode?
I think they're 30 minutes. I don't actually know the answer to that one. I believe they're about 30, 35 minutes. But you know, normal kind of series episode time, I think.
Yeah, I suppose with Amazon Prime, it can be as long as you want, because you haven't got to worry about TV
adverts. Yeah, streaming opens up, I think, different avenues for things as well on the streaming site. So, like, you know, you're not on Amazon and an advert pops up all of a sudden.
Who would you recommend this show for? Could it be anybody, really? Because most people enjoy a bit of comedy and everyone's experienced lockdown. So I'm not really sure if there's any group of people that it's not for.
Yeah, you know, and this is the great thing about it. It opens up to everyone, because you've got all the different generations. So you go from the young people to the granddads in the families, and that's what we're filming across, our whole generation of the family. So it opens up old school comedy, new comedy. So it really is for everyone, and a good laugh in the meantime.
What else is coming up for you? Have you got other roles and things later this year and beyond?
Yeah, there's a few things coming up. I did a series with the BBC that I'm not sure when that's out. So that's kind of looming soon, finish filming. And then we did Hammer Home, which I had a role in with Ewan McIntosh from The Office as well, so the Scotch guy. So that was really good fun, and I think that's Apple TV at the end of the year as well. So there's a lot coming out this year, and then hopefully that opens up some more doors to to different, you know, different avenues, different series, different films, and keep blasting forward and pushing myself.
Yeah. Now, in the meantime, this series is called Keep Calm and Carry On, and it's streaming on Amazon Prime Video from Wednesday, the 28th of September, I've been told. Is that correct, as far as you
know? That's correct, yeah, definitely.
Great. Well, many thanks for coming on today. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.